In preparation for Sunday's Game 4 between the Warriors and Spurs here in San Antonio at the AT&T Center, the Warriors with a practice on this Saturday, as we hear now from head coach Steve Kerr after practice.
What parts of practice did Steph participate in?
Most of it, actually. I mean, we didn't do any contact, so he's not cleared for contact, but 5-on-0 stuff and our drill work, defensive segments, he did all that stuff.
Are you encouraged about where he is at this stage?
I would just say I'm not surprised. This is about where he should be after 4 weeks, and he's coming along well, but don't expect him to be Willis Reed tomorrow.
Can't spot up shoot for 15 minutes.
It's going to take some more time, but he's coming along well. That's the main thing.
How did he look overall today?
Looks great. Got a nice haircut. He looks happy. Just happy to be out on the floor, and our guys are happy to have him out here.
What about KD and Sean? How are they doing?
They both went through practice and looked fine. I expect them to play. KD for sure. Sean's was a little worse, but he went through everything today and looked good.
Are there any things, Steve, that maybe you and Mark Chelsea don't want Steph to do just yet?
I don't even take part in these conversations. Yeah, she tells him what he can do, and then he does it, and he's on his own. So I don't even ask. So it's not.
So if he's out there, you figure he's going.
If he's out there, he's going to go. And if we start doing something with contact, I don't have to ask him. He just knows he's not supposed to. When they tell me he can play, then I'll put him out there.
The Warriors have been doing very well in this series, but why are closeout games difficult no matter how well you're playing?
Closeout games are always the most difficult, just because you're playing a great team. Every team in the playoffs is talented, and they don't want to see their season end. And especially on the road, trying to close a team out is very difficult. But you just go. You keep doing what you've been doing, and hope it works out.
You've been part of this with them for a while. San Antonio. There is at least some thought that whether it's Manu, Tony, they may look a lot different next year than they have the last decade, basically. And I just wondered, as a standard, what was that organization like to be in and then to compete against?
I want to be careful here with my answer because it sounds like you're asking me to write their obituary, which I'm not going to do. All I will tell you is that we haven't closed the series out. We want to do it tomorrow, at the appropriate time, I would be happy to talk about Manu or Tony or anybody else. What I will tell you is the influence that this organization has had on me has been profound. I've been so blessed in my career to play for Hall of Fame coaches, and the experience in Chicago with Phil was amazing, and what I learned from Phil and Tex, and then to parlay that with my experience here in San Antonio, Pop and RC and the players, and just seeing how it's done. And those two organizations did it so differently in my experience as a player, and yet both very effectively. But the constant was great coaching. And my current view on coaching is largely shaped by my experiences in Chicago and San Antonio, and I'm forever grateful for the impact that Phil, Pop, RC, all of them had on me. It was like the ultimate mentorship, and I'm really, really lucky.
You got a chance to connect with Pop yesterday?
I spoke with Pop, yesterday, and or maybe it was the day before. And we've been texting and trying to keep in touch with him, and I'm aware he's not going to coach tomorrow, and I know he's got a lot of family who's converged, and obviously they're dealing with everything, but difficult time.
When fans in San Antonio stop you for pictures or just to chat, so what do they ask you about?
Mostly, it's good to be a Spur. You know, once a Spur, always a Spur. It is kind of the feeling I get when I come back to town. You know, even as the coach of the opposing team, you know, when people stop me, it's thanks for the memories and, you know, loved you as a Spur. And this town is so loyal to their team, and it was one of the reasons I loved playing here. Just the sense of pride that the team has in the city and vice versa. So it's always fun to come back and to still feel that 15 years later. It's pretty nice.
What for you is the biggest motivation of getting the sweep? Is it the rest? Is it having the extra time to get guys healthy? What is the...
I think the biggest thing is you don't mess around in this league. I mean, you know, I know nobody's ever come back from 3-0, but lots of people have come back from 3-1, and things happen, and we've experienced it here. You know, you get injuries, you get suspensions, you get weird stuff that happens. So you don't want to give anybody life. You want to try to close the series out when you can.